morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. In district court Thursday, Gabriel Jesus Paredes II appeared before Judge Ferris on charges of malicious destruction of property and domestic violence. A bench warrant had been issued for his arrest after he failed to appear for a plea cutoff hearing originally scheduled for May 16th. Paredes stated he was unaware of the hearing, citing homelessness and the inability to contact a specific individual, acknowledging his failure to follow up. The court appointed Michelle Siv as his new attorney and scheduled another plea cutoff. The bond for current matter remains at $7,500 with a 10% requirement, which has not been posted, and a previous bond was forfeited. The prosecution requested a $10,000 cash bond, citing Mr. Paredes' two-year absence. The defense requested a personal recognizance bond, noting Mr. Paredes' employment, lack of assets, and a pending matter in Wayne County involving a GPS tether. Paredes personally requested a PR bond, stating he would comply with all requirements, mentioning a new job and his children. Additionally, he has three other cases with outstanding fines and costs, totaling $1,630.20. He requested a payment plan, which the court approved for $25 per month. He was informed he needs to post $750 to be released. And Tuscola County Commissioners approved restructuring the county's road commission using a ballot proposal. Approval was given for the ballot language to transfer the powers, duties, and functions of the elected road commission board back to being appointed by the county commissioners. That procedure would give county commissioners control and authority over the road commission to create checks and balances. There has been growing dissatisfaction with the Road Commission over their not doing additional safety measures to six dangerous intersections that claimed many lives. It was only after another multi-injury crash that the Road Commission approved adding safety measures to those intersections while they continued to do a study. A local animal shelter is giving residents a chance to spend a day with a dog in need of a home. Saginaw County Animal Care and Control is offering a program called Dog Day Out, allowing people to take shelter dogs out for short visits. Participants can bring a dog along for everyday activities like a walk, a trip to a park, or simply relaxing at home. The initiative is designed to give the animals a break from the shelter environment while also helping staff learn about each dog's behavior outside the kennel. Anyone interested can visit the shelter, present a valid ID, complete a brief form, and they'll be provided with supplies for the outing, including a leash and treats. And we'll return right after this.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboying Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings. Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboying Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with more news. The administration has issued several presidential permits authorizing the continued operation and maintenance of international pipeline facilities in both North Dakota and Michigan. These permits involve Enbridge Energy and Bakken Pipeline Company, focusing on cross-border energy security between the U.S. and Canada. Environmental groups have raised concerns about the potential impact on local watersheds, while energy analysts suggest that permits are vital for maintaining price stability in the Midwest. The permits include new mandates for enhanced leak detection technology and more frequent infrastructure inspections. A 10-day ceasefire agreement between Israel and the Lebanese government went into effect this weekend. However, the deal does not include Hezbollah, leading to concerns that skirmishes along the border may continue despite the formal pause in state-to-state hostilities. The ceasefire aims to allow humanitarian aid to reach displaced civilians in southern Lebanon. International diplomats are working to turn this temporary pause into a more permanent peace treaty, though the exclusion of major non-state actors remains a significant hurdle. And we'll return right after this with a look at our weather with Steve Adamson.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.